Somewhere in America this month, a police officer sat through a training session about a single sentence. Not a use of force policy, not a weapon. One sentence, 8 words long, that he has probably said 10,000 times in his career as automatically as saying good morning. And in 3 states, saying that sentence is now against the law. Here it is. Do you know why I pulled you over? That's the whole thing. 8 words. The most ordinary opening line in American policing, the one nearly every driver in this country has heard through a half-open window with their hands on the wheel and their heart going like a rabbit. Lawmakers looked hard at those 8 words and concluded they were doing something to drivers that was never advertised. Connecticut moved first in 2023. California followed on the first day of 2024. Minnesota did it that same year. And a 4th state, Colorado, tried in 2025 and failed, and I'll tell you exactly why that one died, because the reason it died is more revealing than the 3 that passed. But here's what I need you to sit with, especially if you don't live in one of those 3 states. That question is still perfectly legal where most Americans live, which means your only protection is understanding what it actually does to you. By the time we're done here, you'll know precisely what that question is engineered to accomplish, why 4 separate legislatures went after it. The exception written into every single one of these laws that hands the question right back to the officer whenever he wants it, and the short, calm answer that protects you whether you're in Sacramento or Savannah. Quick note before we go further, this is educational, not legal advice. I'm not a lawyer and I'm not your attorney for your own situation. Talk to a licensed attorney in your state and check your state's own rules, because they vary. I'm Walter. On this channel, I do one thing. I read the actual rulings and the actual statutes, and I translate them into words a normal person can use on the worst day of their life. Everything I tell you today is real. It's on the books, and it's listed underneath this video so you can check every word of it yourself. Let's start with the honest answer to a question most people never think to ask. Why would an officer ask you something he already knows? Because he does know. He watched you, he clocked you on radar, or he saw the lane change, or he ran your plate before he ever hit the lights. He knows the reason. He wrote it in his head before he opened his door. So the question isn't a question, it's an invitation. In plain English, that sentence asks you to do the officer's work for him. He's asking you to supply, in your own voice, on his body camera, an admission he would otherwise have to prove. And nearly everyone supplies it, because the human instinct under stress is to fill silence and smooth things over. Think about what people actually say. I guess I was going a little fast. I might have rolled that stop sign. Was it the taillight? My son was supposed to fix that. Every one of those is a confession. Not a confession in the dramatic television sense, a legal one. It's a statement against your own interest, offered voluntarily, recorded, time-stamped, and available to a prosecutor. And if you're past 60, I want you to hear the next part clearly, because it's aimed at you more than anyone. Your generation was raised to answer when spoken to. Being helpful to an officer isn't a decision you make, it's a reflex somebody installed in you when you were 7 years old. Politeness, cooperation, not making a fuss, those are good qualities. They built a good life. They are also, at that window, the exact qualities that turn a warning into a ticket and a ticket into a search. I put all of this, the traffic stop, the door knock, the welfare check, the exact sentences for each one, into a field manual I wrote called Know Your Rights. It's the traffic stop chapter that people keep telling me they photographed and left on their phone, because it's laid out so you can find your situation and your words in about 2 minutes flat. It's on my own website, and the link is sitting in the description under this video. If this channel has ever made you think, I wish I'd known that 10 years ago, that book is the 10 years ago version, all in one place. Now let's go to the part that surprises almost everyone. You've watched enough television to know the words. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. So here's the reasonable assumption most Americans carry around. If what I say can be used against me, Somebody has to warn me first. At the roadside, that is not the law. In 1984, the Supreme Court decided a case called Berkemer versus McCarty. A trooper in Ohio watched a car weaving between lanes, pulled the driver over, got him out of the vehicle, and asked him questions. The driver answered, and what he said helped convict him. He argued later that he should have been read his rights before any of that happened. The court disagreed. It held that roadside questioning of a driver during a routine traffic stop is not what the law calls custodial interrogation. A traffic stop is brief. It happens out in public view, and the court reasoned it doesn't carry the crushing pressure of a locked interrogation room. So no warnings are required, and what you say out there comes in. Read that again slowly, because it's the whole ballgame. At the window, there is no warning. There is no pause. There is no moment where somebody stops and says, "Careful now, this counts." It counts from the first syllable. So when an officer opens with, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" you are being interviewed. You just weren't told that an interview started. And your answer, the polite, apologetic, half-guessing answer, is evidence given freely with no warning required and none coming. That is the machinery those four legislatures decided to go after. Let's take them in order, because the wording differs and the differences matter enormously. Connecticut went first. In 2023, the legislature passed a bill requiring officers to verbally tell a driver the purpose of the stop. It passed unanimously in the Senate and with support from both parties in the House, and the governor signed it that June. Now, here's the honest part. The Connecticut version is about one sentence long. It says the reason must be given before the interaction ends, and it carries no penalty for officers who don't do it. It's a floor, not a fence. California went much further. Assembly Bill 2773 was signed in 2022 and took effect on the first day of 2024. It sits in the vehicle code at section 2806.5. And it says something specific. Before an officer engages in questioning related to a criminal investigation or a traffic violation, the officer must state the reason for the stop before questioning. That's the phrase that killed the old script. In California, the reason has to come out of the officer's mouth first, and it also has to be documented on any citation or report that comes out of that stop. The law covers pedestrian stops too, not just cars, so it reaches the person walking home from the pharmacy, not only the person driving there. Minnesota wrote the bluntest version of all. It's in Minnesota statutes at section 169.905. and it took effect in 2024. That statute does something the other two don't. It directly forbids the question. An officer making a traffic stop must not ask whether the driver can identify the reason for the stop. Then it requires the officer to inform the driver of a reason, unless it would be unreasonable to do so under the totality of the circumstances. So in Minnesota, it isn't merely that the officer must tell you. It's that he is not permitted to ask you to guess. And then there's Colorado, which is the most instructive story of the four. In February of 2025, a bill numbered House Bill 25-1243 was introduced to do essentially what Minnesota did. It had a sponsor. It had the American Automobile Association testifying in support, arguing that shortening the time a driver and an officer spend standing at the edge of a highway saves lives. The Colorado State Patrol testified against it. So did the state's Association of Police Chiefs. On the 2nd of April, 2025, the House Judiciary Committee postponed it indefinitely, which is the polite legislative phrase for killed it. Four attempts, three laws. 40-some states where the question remains exactly as legal as it was in 1984. And I told you at the start there was a catch. There are two, and the first one is going to frustrate you. Here's a thing very few people notice when a headline says, "A question is now illegal." Minnesota statute contains a sentence that says, in effect, that an officer's failure to follow this rule must not serve as the basis for excluding evidence or dismissing a charge or a citation. Read what that means. If a Minnesota officer breaks this law, asks you the forbidden question, gets your admission, writes the ticket still stands. The evidence still comes in. The violation is a matter for that officer's department, not for the judge deciding your case. Connecticut's law includes no penalty at all. Enforcement was left to individual departments to handle internally. California's version has real teeth compared to the others, in the sense that agencies have to record and report compliance, and the reason has to go on the paperwork. But even there, don't imagine a courtroom scene where a case evaporates because an officer used the wrong opening line. So what are these laws worth? They're worth exactly this. They tell you, in the plainest language a legislature can produce, that the question was doing something to drivers that lawmakers thought was unfair enough to outlaw. Three states looked at eight friendly words and said, "That's a trap. Stop setting it. You now know something about that question that most drivers in this country will never know." That knowledge doesn't expire at a state line, and it is worth far more than a suppression rule you'd need a lawyer and 8 months to use. Now the one I promised you at the top. Every single one of these laws, including the one that failed, contains a door. California's version says the officer may withhold the reason when he reasonably believes it's necessary to protect life or property from an imminent threat. Minnesota's says he must inform you of a reason unless it would be unreasonable to do so under the totality of the circumstances. Colorado's proposed amendment would have excused an officer when telling you might jeopardize somebody's safety or jeopardize an investigation that was already underway before the traffic violation ever happened. That last one is the door I want you to look at. During Connecticut's public hearings, a former officer described a stop from his own career. He'd pulled over someone he suspected in a bank robbery. He was alone, and the person was believed to be armed. So he did not tell the man the real reason. He told him his taillight was out and kept it there until backup arrived. Now, I understand that decision completely. Standing alone at a car window with a possibly armed suspect inside, I'd want that option too. But understand what it establishes as a matter of law. There are circumstances written right into these statutes where an officer is permitted to give you a reason that isn't the reason. And this is where it stops being about three states and starts being about all 50, because federal law goes further than any exception clause. In 2004, the Supreme Court decided Devon Peck versus Alford, and the holding is one of the least known, most useful things an ordinary American can carry in their head. The court held that when officers have the facts to justify an arrest, the offense they announce at the time doesn't have to be the offense that actually supports it. The officer's stated reason, his subjective reason, is not what the courts examine. They examine the objective facts he knew. The court was direct about why. It said a rule requiring the announced reason to match would produce a perverse result. Officers would simply stop giving reasons at all, or would start reciting every possible offense to cover themselves. Layer that on top of a 1996 case called Wren versus United States, where the court held that a traffic stop is valid so long as there was an actual traffic violation, regardless of what the officer was really hoping to find. That's what makes a pretextual stop constitutional. The broken taillight is legally sufficient even when the taillight was never the point. Put those two together and you get the truth underneath this whole video. The reason an officer gives you is information. It is not a promise, it is not a limit, and it is not a legal boundary on where the stop can go next. Which means even in California, even in Minnesota, even in Connecticut, the moment those words leave his mouth, you're back to relying on the only thing that has ever actually protected you, your own words. So let's get you the sentences. Say them calmly, evenly, no edge in your voice. If you're asked the question anywhere in America, this is what you say. "No, officer, I'd rather not guess." That's it. Five words after the no. Then you stop talking and you wait. Let me break it down, because every piece is doing a job. No, clean and complete. Not, "Well, I'm not sure, maybe I was." That trailing sentence is where every confession in America hides. One syllable, then quiet. officer. This is not decoration. You're establishing tone in the first 2 seconds. Firm and polite are not opposites, and the combination of the two is the single strongest posture a person can hold at a car window. I'd rather not guess. This is the heart of it. You are not accusing him. You are not refusing to cooperate. You are declining to speculate about your own conduct, and that is the precise thing the question was designed to make you do. In Minnesota, the legislature made it illegal for an officer to ask you to identify the reason. This sentence is you declining to identify it in a state that never passed such a law. Then hand over your license, registration, and insurance, because when you're driving, you do have to produce those. Do it slowly, hands visible, and narrate your movements. I'm reaching for my glove box now. If the questions keep coming, where are you headed? Have you had anything to drink? Where are you coming from tonight? You add the second sentence. Officer, I'm going to remain silent. You have to say it out loud, and here's why. In 2013, in Salinas versus Texas, the Supreme Court held that silence you never claimed as a right can, in some settings, be used against you. And in 2010, in Bergwise versus Tompkins, the court held that simply going quiet doesn't invoke the right at all. Strange as it sounds, you have to speak in order to be silent, then you actually do it. If he asks to look in the car, you add the third. I don't consent to any searches. Not, I'd rather you didn't. Not, I guess that's fine. Those are treated as permission. In 1973, in Schneckloth versus Bustamante, the court made clear that an officer isn't required to tell you that you're allowed to say no. Nobody is coming to inform you. The words have to come from you. And when the ticket business appears finished, the fourth, am I free to go? This one puts a clock on the record. In 2015, in Rodriguez versus United States, the court held that a traffic stop can't be stretched out beyond the time reasonably needed to handle the traffic violation, not even by a few minutes, unless separate reasonable suspicion develops. Asking that question marks the moment. It's the exact thing a judge looks at later. He will. Let's walk the ladder. So you're telling me you weren't speeding? Notice the trick. He's converting your refusal to guess into a denial he can catch you in. Don't take it. Repeat evenly. I'd rather not guess, officer. Why won't you just answer? People who've got nothing to hide answer. You owe no explanation for using a right. Steady repetition beats clever every single time. I understand. I'm going to remain silent, and I don't consent to any searches. You seem nervous. Something wrong? Everyone is nervous at a traffic stop. Being nervous is not evidence of anything, and explaining your nervousness only produces more words. Nothing changes. Am I free to go? Step out of the car. You step out. That's a lawful order. Pennsylvania versus Mims, 1977, for the driver, and Maryland versus Wilson, 1997, for the passengers. Getting out is not consent to search anything. As you exit, say it once. I'll step out. I don't consent to any searches. And now the question I know some of you are already forming. Suppose you're in one of those three states and the officer opens with the forbidden question anyway. Do you correct him? No. Not at the window. Do not say that's illegal now, and do not cite a statute number to a man standing beside your car. The roadside is the worst place in America to be right. You will not win that argument. You'll only change the temperature of the encounter, and you're the one with everything to lose. Here's what a lawyer would tell you to do instead. Answer exactly as we practiced, no, officer. I'd rather not guess. Then remember it. Note the date, the time, the location, the agency, and the badge number. If the encounter produces a citation or an arrest, tell your attorney what the opening line was and let a professional decide whether it matters. That is a courtroom conversation, and courtrooms are where this gets sorted out. Which brings us to the rule that runs under everything on this channel, the one that never changes no matter what state you're standing in. Comply physically, assert your rights verbally, fight it in court, never on the street. Let's put it back together. Three states, Connecticut, California, and Minnesota have decided that 8 friendly words were unfair enough to legislate against. Colorado tried and lost in April of 2025. In the rest of the country, the question is still legal, and there's no warning coming because Berkemer says the roadside isn't custody and your answer is admissible from the first syllable. Even where the law's passed, they have thin teeth, and every one of them contains an exception. And under Devin Peck, the reason an officer states was never a legal limit on where the stop could go anyway. So your protection was never going to come from a statehouse. It comes from 4 sentences you can carry anywhere. No, officer, I'd rather not guess. I'm going to remain silent. I don't consent to any searches. Am I free to go? If this was worth your time, subscribe. I put out one of these every week for people who were raised to be polite and were never told they had a choice. And there's one more thing I owe you, because it's the natural next question. Everything we covered today is about what you say. But there's a growing pile of evidence in these stops that has nothing to do with your mouth at all, the data your own car is quietly recording and handing over in states where nobody has passed a thing about it. That's where we're going next. And if you own a vehicle built in the last 10 years, you're going to want to see it. Stay safe out there.